better time to be at the beach than right now.
That's it.
The crowd is thin. The weather's still nice.
As you very well know, it was very thin. The times I didn't even walk to the beach. I didn't even get sand on my feet.
You didn't even get sand on your feet?
No fan.
I have done that before. My wife thinks I'm crazy. But
the only sand I got on my feet was because when I was in the bunker on the golf course.
There you go.
But hey,
and that is a beach trip from heaven when that happens. When you don't have to get sand on your feet.
it was great. Again, weather was good. Seafood, wonderful. But when I go out and look out on the balcony, there might be a half a dozen people out there.
You know, and Ronnie, a lot of people, my wife included, and probably my daughter, I think my son would take probably my side of it, but they think you're crazy if you go to the beach and don't get sand on your feet, go down, walk up and down the beach. But my theory is, you go to New York and you don't go to every building up there.
You don't walk every sidewalk, do you?
You don't. You stay in your room, look out the window.
That's it.
And then go out to eat.
Eat. Come back. Kind of like a parrot.
Right.
Or like a cat. You know, you just go look out the window. Go eat.
I know what the sand is like. Yeah. I've been in the sand before.
Yeah, you've been there a time.
And I know what it feels like to get blistered. So. And no more hair than I have on my head, so you have to be real careful.
Yeah, put some serious sunscreen on that head, don't you? Keep a hat on it.
Yeah, it don't take much to blister. You can believe this or not, but the old caps, you know, or not the old caps, they still make them, but it's got the kind of the mesh stuff.
That
I have actually blistered through one of those before.
So. Kind of like a mosquito net.
And then when your head starts peeling and you got all that old dead skin in your hair, it looks pretty bad.
Yeah, it does.
Not many people want to get around.
Yeah, it looks like a serious case of dandruff when you got on a dark shirt.
Yeah, didn't it? I'm telling you. So, Ronnie, did you get a chance to catch my Auburn Tigers and the Ole Miss Rebels?
I did watch Auburn Ole Miss. That's the only game I saw. I heard about the Tennessee-Florida.
That was not a game. Unbelievable.
That's what I heard. And I walked into the clubhouse, and, of course, it was on as I was going through to pay for another round of golf. And I just asked, I said, what's the score? And lady there, which, you know, huge Florida fan, 24-7, Florida. And I thought, good grief, this can't be happening.
Yeah, you thought they had the score reversed.
Yeah.
I watched the game, and to start with, it looked just like what we thought it was going to. Georgia pretty much done what they wanted to, and the game changed on the fake field goal. Ran in untouched, and after that, it was all Florida.
It was all up. Did I hear this correctly? And again, I didn't see any sports other than Auburn and Ole Miss. But did I hear it correctly that Florida only tried to throw the ball 9 times?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's six or nine, yeah.
And they had over 400 something yards of rushing.
Yeah, Georgia defense did not even take the field. It was ugly.
Well, all the praise that Jeremy Pruitt had been getting, you know, this season kind of went out the window on that game, didn't it?
Now, question for you. We already had Will Muschamp packed up and ready to go. Is there a chance now, maybe with a Florida State win combined on this, that he saves his job from this?
Well, I think he's got a better chance than he did. And do I think after what they apparently did to Georgia, because I didn't see it, but I did listen to Florida State and Louisville. I'm not saying that it's out of the realm of possibility that Florida can beat Florida State now.
And another interesting game.
A week ago, I'd have said no chance.
Oh, yeah. And another interesting game coming up for FSU will be Miami, who's looking good now and pretty much handing it to everybody.
Well, good.
Yeah. Anybody.
Yeah. You know, when I was listening to it, you know, in the car driving down there, you know, I was fist pumping and all this stuff. And, boy, the second half. Man, Florida State, they just whipped Louisville like a rented mule.
And again, Jameis Winston
showed why
he won the Heisman Trophy last year.
You cannot, no matter what he does, you cannot fault his ability.
No.
Remarkable ability.
I don't remember what his passing stats were, but it was something. I think he had like two incomplete passes the second half.
And supposedly, wasn't Louisville supposed to be the top-ranked defense in the country?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was really – that tells you, you know, stats don't mean a whole lot, do they?
No, the stats can, and we'll look at that with the Auburn Ole Miss game, but stats can tell you a completely different story.
That's right.
than what you really
That's right.
Got.
Sometimes, you know, stats aren't very, you know, conferences, how you do in your conference, the statistics in your conference, to me, carry more weight. In other words, how you do as an SEC defensive club, if you're good in the SEC, you're going to be good everywhere.
Right.
Now, you can be good in the Big Ten or the Pac-10 or whatever else conference, Big 12 you want to be, but that may be just good for that conference. That's not good nationally. And I think that's probably what was going on with Louisville. They were really good against the people. It's obvious they were really good against the people they had played until they played a really, you know, a good club. And, boy, yeah, they got it handed to them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it – If Florida State had came out the first half and played like that, it would have been a 70-0 game,
I mean,
or 70-7.
The second half, it was just like this playing a junior high team.
Yeah, at will. But Louisville has not faced a lot of great offenses until they met Florida State.
True.
And when Jameis is on, Florida State offensively is as good as anybody in the nation.
I agree. No. They don't suffer for a lack of talent.
No. No question about it. Ronnie, today we're going to talk about later on, we'll get into it, something interesting I ran across. The title of the article is Gridiron Glory Meets Graduation Gain, and it takes the top 25
programs in the country.
Yeah, the top 25 rated according to the committee last week.
Okay, last week.
And they come up with a formula, put their graduation rates into it.
Yeah.
And we'll see how Alabama and Auburn stacks up with everybody else. And just to give you a little hint, Auburn fans are going to probably be disappointed in this. let's just say some of the football players are not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
So can we say that their ranking is not that of single digits?
right. Alabama.
Neither is theirs.
Well, Alabama graded higher than Auburn, but they are double digits.
Yeah.
They are closer to the back than they are the front.
So the academic ranking of the top 25 from last week's poll, the committee poll.
And the way this committee or this poll is, they take the poll ranking, which let's take Auburn. Auburn would have been, let me find them again here. They take the AP poll ranking, 3. And I have told you wrong, the coaches' poll ranking, which they were 3.
Okay.
Then they take their graduation rank in with the top 25 and add it together and see where you come up.
Okay. So,
I'll go ahead and tell you this, and we'll talk about this more in depth because it's pretty interesting to read into. Auburn comes out with a grade of 23, only two teams lower than them.
23.
Alabama, a blistering 15.
Wow. That's impressive, so, too.
But here's a surprise, and I'm going to keep talking until I give all this stuff away. ESPN grade for Notre Dame?
Yeah.
17.
Now, 17?
Yeah, I'm thinking Notre Dame is going to be, okay, but wait, here it is.
Okay.
Their poll ranking being 8 in football.
Yeah.
And they're 8 in the coaches' poll. Their graduation rank, number 1.
Okay.
So that explains
the average is what you said.
So,
but their academic rank.
Their football hurt them.
Yeah.
Their academic rank, they're number 1.
Their academic rank, they're number 1.
Right.
And that's not surprising.
No.
And if Stanford had been ranked, theirs would have probably been 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Or Vandy. And the chances of Vandy being ranked are 0.
Oh, when you get back to the number 22, 23 teams, like Utah, the grade gets up there real high. So, like an AP poll ranking of 20, the coaches poll 22, and then they've got a graduation ranking of 18.
Yeah.
So they come up with a 60.
I see.
So
I'd be interested to see what their graduation ranking is.
Yeah, we'll go through some of those later on. This weekend going to be an interesting weekend for Alabama, at least.
Going to be a huge game, is it not, if you're an Alabama
a game
fan?
That looked pretty much after the Auburn game like it would be a cakewalk for Alabama, now has turned interesting.
Boy, that's not that. I can't imagine that happening this week. LSU has turned it around. I think they've gone back offensively to They figured out what they do best, Jason, which is, you know, what they've done best ever since Les Miles has been there, and that's we're just going to run it and run it and run, you know, 3 yards and cloud of dust. And, we'll help you up, and we're going to come right back here, and we're going to run the exact same thing again or something very similar to that. So certainly power football, and that should bode well kind of for Alabama because really no one as a whole has had a lot of success running the football against Alabama this year.
I don't think you're going to outpower Alabama. I don't think so. If you're going to beat them, you're going to have to do it like Auburn's offense.
That's right.
Or
Baylor, you're going to have to have some big plays, or you're going to have to get some help with some turnovers and make for a short field.
Yeah.
I don't think being able to drive the ball 80 yards, 60 yards for an entire game and score enough points to beat Alabama. I don't think that's going to happen. And there's not many clubs that's going to be able to do that, I would think.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think Auburn might have a chance to do that. I don't think they'll do it consistently. But Auburn, when that offense is rolling, and I think they are about to get rolling now, Nick Marshall looking a lot better running the ball. His passing still questionable at times.
And that's always going to be the case, apparently.
Yeah.
You know.
Gus Malzahn must have been into Nick Marshall's bag of weed because did you read his latest statement
No.
that Nick Marshall he thought would be a good NFL prospect?
Gus said that.
He did. Or according
Somebody
to the Bleacher Report, I think. Bleacher Report or Saturdays Down South.
I really thought you had to be an excellent passer of the football to make an NFL.
Yeah, he's not going to take his little squirmy body in the NFL and run like he's doing in college.
Look, if Tim Tebow is now on the SEC Network, the reason he's on the SEC Network is because Tim Tebow couldn't throw the football.
Right.
If Tim Tebow could throw the football, he'd be starting in the NFL.
And actually, I think Tebow was probably a better passer
than
Marshall.
I agree. I think you're right there. But, wow, I don't know what Gus is thinking there. But.
Hey, folks, the number 256-737-9951. If you want to talk football, basketball,
please call.
Around, yeah, give us a call.
Especially today.
Yeah, Runny is short today.
That's it. I'm just on pins and needles over here.
So we've got plenty to talk about. But we would like for you to join us and give us your opinion. Give us your opinion on the Auburn-Ole Miss game, the fumble in the end zone. Kind of some controversy on a horse collar tackle, which if you look back at the replay, Runny, and you've seen it.
I did. It was.
Wasn't even close to a horse collar.
No. It was an ugly-looking tackle. I mean, as far as dragging somebody down, and, you know, you can't fault an Auburn kid. He was just trying to get him on, he's trying to get him on the ground. Certainly not trying to hurt anybody. But a lot of times those do end up, you know, getting somebody hurt. And that's the reason they put the horse collar call in there. But just because you tackle somebody from the back doesn't mean you automatically horse collared them.
Yeah, and there's a lot of tackles made from the back.
Oh, sure.
You grab the jersey or whatever you can get your hands on.
That's right.
To bring them down.
A terrible injury, a very ugly injury to as we were talking before we went on air, Jason, Treadwell is going to be an NFL player. You're going to see him on Sundays. I mean,
no,
he certainly has NFL talent. And he was about a
Auburn had no answer.
Oh, no. There was nobody that could defend him. Nobody.
You know, and Runny, the sad part as far as Auburn goes, and this is it's every game if it's close.
Yeah.
Even when Ole Miss got the ball back with ever how many seconds, 30 seconds or something like that?
Yeah.
I still was holding my breath.
Sure.
That somebody was going to break open and they're going to go for 60 yards or 50 yards, whatever it was.
Well, that's because you're used to seeing it every game at some point in time during the game.
And Auburn, once again, 12 players on the field. You know, the week before they had two number ones on the field. This week, an offensive play in the second half, Auburn had 12 players on the field. Now, some say Gus called timeout. And before the ref could throw the flag, I don't know.
Well, does that go along with their ranking that you were talking about earlier? They can't count the 12. Maybe they need to number them, you know. One through.
Tell me why you have two players on the same team with the same number. I know one plays offense, one plays defense.
I don't know.
Why do you
Is
do
there
that?
Enough I don't know. I start to say, is there not enough numbers to go around or what?
Yeah,
but you would think, you know, 1 through 99?
Yeah.
And there's no number you can't have, I don't.
No, I'm not in.
You know? There's no number you can't have. Now, you know, certain ones, you know, linemen have a series of numbers and backs and all that kind of stuff. But Alabama has the same thing. They have a kid.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I'm sure there's probably a reason. I don't know
why. Because some kid wanted to be number one and some other kid wanted to
be number one. Yeah, it makes no sense to me. But it's not uncommon because I know Alabama. I don't remember what number it is, but they've got two kids with the same number.
I want to tell you, back to the Treadwell injury, the two saddest things after the injury, and I know you've seen one of them, you may have heard about the other, is Treadwell sitting on the cart about to be wheeled out, and the referee makes the announcement that he fumbled a football and it's Auburn's football.
I thought the same thing, man.
And you could instantly see tears in his eyes, and it wasn't because of the injury, it's because... the fumble
just,
in the end.
Yeah, it just happened to be terrible timing for him because, I mean, how much worse can it get?
Oh, yeah.
You just snapped your, you know, lower bone in your leg and your ankle's dislocated and you have fumbled on about the half a yard line maybe.
And because
yard, half a yard.
Bart.
To win the ball game.
My nephew works in the office. He and his family went to the game.
Oh, really?
And he said at the game, until the referee announced it and they saw the referee with a headset on, they had no idea in the stadium that it wasn't a touchdown. The points went on the board. Nothing was said about a fumble.
Yeah, people were just concerned about the kid.
And then the announcement's made. And the Opelika News, did you happen to catch that?
I missed the Opelika News.
Yeah, I would have if it hadn't been plastered all
over
the
internet. I normally
try
to read that every day on the internet, the Opelika News, regardless of where I am.
But they had made some comments about the Treadwell injury, kind of distasteful. I'm really not sure what they said, but I know it has caused the people in Mississippi to, they're ready to go to Opelika and open up a can on somebody.
Well, you know, if their beef is legitimate, you can't blame them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, football is a game, but this – injury could very well, and I know you told me earlier that he's supposed to be back for spring, but an injury like that could very well cost this kid his livelihood.
His ability to make a living for himself, his family,
his
extended family. Kenyon Drake.
No, what was years
Tyrone
ago?
Tyrone Pro Throw.
Yeah.
When Mike Shula was there in the end zone.
Playing when he shouldn't have been.
They were I think it was against Florida, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure who they were playing, but they were beating them like a dog. It was completely out of hand.
And I think, of course, I would have said the same thing, too, but I think Shula, didn't he say after that was going to be his last series?
Yes.
After that series,
of course, that's what he's going to say. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly right. But for sure, that ruined his career, and he was a great player.
Oh, no doubt about it.
I don't know that he was
one of the greatest catches I've ever seen made in college or pro. Yeah,
reached around that kid and caught that ball. Unbelievable. That was play. I know that was a play of the year for that particular year. I don't know that he would have been a great pro receiver. I don't know that. You know, he didn't have the big size.
But he would have cashed in some money.
You're right. Whether he'd been great or not, he would have made enough to have certainly sustained any lifestyle he would choose, and he never got that opportunity.
Yeah, you never know in the game of football.
Nope.
Ronnie, the music's playing means it's time for a break. When we come back, we're going to have Moolah. Where's Moolah? Brought to you by People's Bank and Ronnie Barnes this time. All right, folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman, Alabama.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Caretti,
inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Coleman County's best high school football.
This week, it's the first round of the 3A state playoffs, and the Vinemont Eagles travel to Rogersville to tangle with the Lauderdale County Tigers.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Vinemont and Lauderdale County in the first round of the 3A state playoffs. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, 423 run-in brings us to what?
Moolah, baby, sponsored by People's Bank, and the old cow, she's still out of the pasture, and nobody rounded her up.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch.
She's running wild.
She's white with black spots.
That's it, you can't miss her.
But she will be green all over.
Yeah, buddy, and she's worth, what, $50?
$50 reward for finding Moolah.
$50 to the winner of, to tell us where Moolah is.
Hey, and folks, if you drop by People's Bank, tell them hello and tell them a big thanks for making this possible.
That's right.
I feel like y'all need to talk to them about putting the picture of the cow on a wanted poster.
Yeah, that we might do that for a little advertisement around town.
Absolutely. They got that right. So, but Moolah is mentally hidden out there somewhere in
the state. I've never seen a cow hunted this much.
No, I hadn't either.
I mean, it's been all over the state, and I've never seen one get around like this.
I know it, son. She can move.
Even though I'm not real familiar with the place that Ronnie come up with, I'm going to give the first clue today.
Yeah.
And
it's a good one.
Hey, do you want to go over the clues?
The clues for where we have hidden Moolah, they are as follows. The first clue was the sum of the highway of which Moolah is hidden on is 9. Sum of the highway is 9. Another clue was, if you miss Moolah, if you're looking for it and you miss it, you go past it, you may drop off the mountain, or you will drop off the mountain. Another clue was, if you're looking for Moolah, you need to stop and smell the roses. That's what we have.
Okay. So let's add to that one, Ronnie. We better write this down because we're having a hard time remembering our clues. If you are looking for Moolah, you may want to get a little wild.
And don't let that throw you way off.
Yeah. But you may want to get a little wild if you're looking for Moolah.
That's it.
That's a
great clue.
And folks, I want to tell you this so you can take advantage of the situation. I got a text message from, I'm going to tell you the name as she said it, Cindy Moolah Hunter 95.5, which is Cindy Wilson, and she will go down in history as the greatest moolah player.
There's no question. She could be a detective.
Oh, yeah. Anytime anything's lost, that's who
right.
I'm calling.
That's right.
But she says that she will be turned loose on Thursday, and she can't wait. So I figure next week we're going to be giving Cindy $50.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. All right, maybe, and it may be before then. She may get it Thursday.
And think about this. When she's not playing, her sister wins.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think there's anything going on there. But,
No. They just keep it in the family.
Yeah, keep it in the family.
Yeah, wasn't it used to be a TV program? All in the family.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, I want to announce the People's Bank Player of the Week, a very deserving Player of the Week, and I think it's the first time someone from this high school has won Player of the Week.
Great.
From Fairview High School, Player of the Week, Hayden Maples.
Hayden Maples, Fairview High School.
Quarterback. He finished with an efficient 17 of 19 through the air for 159 yards. He added 25 yards and a score on the ground. So,
wow.
Hey, 17 of 19, that's Jameis Winston.
That's right. Jameis Winston number. That's
pretty dang good if you're just out playing.
Hey, that's impressive. So, congratulations to, what was the name again?
Justin? Hayden Maples.
Hayden. Congratulations to Hayden from Fairview High School, People's Bank Player of the Week. And that's our last Football Player of the Week.
Right. And we're going to have to come up with the Player of the Year now.
Yeah.
So we'll be announcing that.
Maybe after the playoffs are over.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
After the playoffs are over, we'll have the Player of the Year. And there's a lot of good choices out there.
Yeah, we'll have to do a little work on that one.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Hayden.
Ronnie, update us. Oh, we've got a caller here. Good thing you've got good eyes.
That's it.
All right. Welcome to the show, Sandra from Coleman.
Hello.
Hey, how
Hi,
are
Sandra.
You?
I'm fine.
Good. Hey, is this a Roll Tide or a War Eagle?
It's a War Eagle.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you know that, Ronnie.
I knew it. Hey, I just asked for it again.
Sandra, he just likes to hear people say War Eagle.
I said again, War Eagle.
There you go.
Hey, I said it last week.
Hey, before you take a guess, Sandra, what did you think about Saturday's game with Ole Miss?
Oh, and that was a nail-biter.
I'm telling you. Heart stopper. I know some people who actually covered their head up at the end of the game and wouldn't watch it.
I don't doubt that.
It was a really good game.
It was.
So you got a guess for us today?
Yes. Is it at the Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge?
No, sorry, Sandra.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, good guess.
Okay.
Listen, you can guess again Thursday. We'll be giving another clue
out
and take another stab at it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Sam.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, the number 256-737-9951 if you want to take a shot at the old Spotted Cow.
Yes. Yeah. She's out there, but she's not at Wheeler.
Ronnie, can you give us an update on the high school situation as far as playoffs, who won, who lost, and what's going on?
We'll go through the scores from last week, Jason, and then I'll give you the local teams that are in the playoffs and who they will be playing. We had Coleman defeated Russellville 28-0.
I want to say something about that game. Coleman team, where were they at this year? Russellville 8-2, and Coleman hands it to them 28-0.
That's very convincing. 28-0.
I'm telling you, if that Coleman team had played the entire year, they would probably be sitting at 9-1, 10-0.
Yeah, they'd probably be playing again next week or this week, wouldn't it? So, they're not. But that's a good springboard to next season.
You know,
it gives your kids a good motivator to go in and get in the weight room and do the things you got to do to get better. And certainly, you know, Coach Britton knows how to do that. You know, you don't win as many games as he's done without knowing what you're doing, he and his entire staff.
And
these
are kids. As me and you talked about 100 times, it's like drawing a card. You don't ever know what card you're going to draw from 1 week.
And college is the same way, and professional football or any professional sport is exactly the same way.
Right.
One night they're world beaters, and next night they can't beat anybody.
Perfect example, Texas A&M.
There you go. You got that right. So, again, Coleman defeated Russellville 28-0. Congratulations to them. Hansville 22, Good Hope 21. That was a huge win, a great win for the Hansville Bulldogs. You can't get much closer.
Did they not beat Holly Pond the week before?
I think it was two weeks before.
2 weeks.
You know, the week prior to that, or the week after they beat Holly Pond, remember, Susan Moore beat them. They scored 8 points and no time on the clock to beat them 15-14.
That's right, I remember
and
that.
So I will say this, Coach Miller did a remarkable job getting his kids ready to play after just getting beat 15-14, knowing you're not going to the playoffs, you know, what do you have to play for?
Right.
Other than it's the next game, and give them all the credit. They, you know, they defeated Good Hope 22-21. Cold Springs defeated Holly Pond 39-13. Fairview defeated Vinemont 34-27. That must have been a pretty good ball game right there. And then West Point handed it to Priceville 52-21. So that those are the local our local teams that were playing this past weekend. Now for the playoff situation. Cold Springs will be playing, and those games will be this Friday night, will be playing at Gaston. That's Gaston, G-A-S-T-O-N. Yeah. Now, if you want to go to Gaston and you don't know where it is, go to Gaston on 278. Before you go across the river, the Coosa River, get off of Highway 278, turn left, and that will take you straight to Gaston.
Gaston.
G-A-S-T-O-N. That's right.
I feel like I would need some speech lessons if I kept pronouncing
from,
that one.
From Cold Springs to Gaston, how far is it from Cold Springs to Gaston?
That would probably be about an hour and 45, hour and 50 minutes.
Okay, so you're going to be in excess of 2 hours. You're probably going to be 2 hours and 10 to 15 minutes to get to Gaston. But that's how you get there. Before you cross the river at Gaston, get off Highway 278, turn left, and Gaston School will be on your left. You can't miss it. So Cold Springs at Gaston Friday night, the first round of the playoffs. West Point will be at Parker. Now, I don't know where Parker's school. I don't know where they play. I just know it's in Birmingham. So that will also be Friday night at 7 o'clock. And Vinemont will be at Lauderdale County. So those are the three local teams, Jason, that are in the playoffs. Cold Springs at Gaston, West Point at Parker, Vinemont at Lauderdale County. Wish all those teams and coaches and band members, cheerleaders, whatever, the best of luck, and hopefully they can advance on to the next round.
It'd be nice to see some Coleman teams advance.
Yes, it would.
Cold Springs, I think this is, I forgot what year it was, but best year they have had in years.
Yeah.
8-2, and
finished 8-2, but finished third in their finished third in their region.
And their two losses, Addison and Tanner. And Tanner. That is nothing to hang your head.
That's right. Tanner would have ended up, I guess, as one, and Addison is two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the local football results and the playoff picture.
All right. Maybe next season we'll see the Bearcats back in it. Kind of strange not to see the Bearcats in it. They've been in it so many times.
That's right.
Let's change gears and move up a notch to the collegiate level. Talk about, since Alabama didn't play, Auburn-Ole Miss game. We've talked about the injury. Ronnie, did you think, let's say when Auburn was down there, did you think Auburn was going to pull that one out, or did you think it was over when Ole Miss had the lead there at the end before Auburn scored the last touchdown?
I thought Auburn was, and it's not because they ended up winning. I thought Auburn would win the football game up until the point when Treadwell, we thought, scored.
Right.
But prior to that, I really thought.
You know, and even when they scored, there was a minute, 30 seconds, I think, on the clock.
Yeah. And there's still plenty of time.
Yeah, Auburn's got two or three timeouts. Yeah. I still felt like that we would score. I think that would have put them up three.
Right.
Get a field goal, put it into overtime. But I didn't like our odds if we did go to overtime.
So. Right, right. So, but, yeah, I thought Auburn would win the ball game. I thought they were, you know, I thought they were a better club. And certainly, you know, Ole Miss had, I know they had one of their starting defensive players out. It's he and his brother. I can't think of they have the strange last name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but I'll think of it. I mean, hey, Jay, before we get on that, if anybody, and we called out the teams that are in the playoffs, if you're interested in any team that's in the playoffs and where they may be playing, give us a call, 737-9951. I'm on the Athletic Association website. I can tell you any game in the state of Alabama as far as football playoffs. So if you're interested in a particular club, give us a call and I'll tell you.
Talk about the Auburn-Ole Miss game, Ronnie. The game on the scoreboard, back and forth, but also the stats. they were pretty even all the way down. These are two clubs, pretty even down the line. It just happened to fall Auburn's way.
Right.
And I don't know when the Auburn luck, or whatever you want to call it, I don't know if you ever stop calling it luck, because it continues to happen.
It does. For whatever the case may be, it continues to happen.
All right, we're running late for a break. We got Lewis on the line. We'll come back. We'll get Lewis. Probably going to take a shot at moolah.
I hope he finds it.
You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman. Lewis will be right back.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti,
inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Coleman County's best high school football.
This week, it's the first round of the 3A state playoffs, and the Vinemont Eagles travel to Rogersville to tangle with the Lauderdale County Tigers.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95, or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at Live95Coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Vinemont and Lauderdale County in the first round of the 3A state playoffs. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
So, Sylvie, what's on your mind this week?
You mean Ebola, ISIS, immigration, separation of church and state in Houston? Shall I continue?
Yeah, you left out the Alabama Speaker of the House was just indicted on 23 felony corruption charges. You know, just another day at the office for them. And then there was that crazy stock market riot a week or so ago. I guess we're going to blame that on Ebola, right?
Well, the media certainly is.
Hey, these are some of the topics we're going to bring to your attention on our new program, This Week Live, which will be debuting just before Americans go to the polls on November the 4th.
Perhaps for the last time ever.
Oh, please.
We'll cover all of Obama's faults, one at a time, like Obamacare, broken hard drives, IRS scandals, Fifth Amendments, Fast and Furious.
You know, Obama's just the president. He's not the entire government. I don't know why you people always want to blame everything on the president.
It's Bush's fault.
There's other people involved working in the government, too, shall I say, Lois Lerner.
We'll get to all of those people, too, on This Week Live, and we'll start the discussion at 4 p.m. on November 3rd.
We'll cover all of this and more, from the city of Coleman to Coleman County in the state of Alabama, and yes, what you should be aware of from the feds as well. So join us November the 3rd at 4 p.m. when we launch This Week Live, right here on Coleman's Independent Radio. We are Live 95.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world.
Yeah. All right, 4:40. Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, and on the line, waited through the break patiently.
Hanging in there.
Lewis calling from Coleman. Lewis, you got a guess at Moolah?
Yeah, sure do, but how about that Auburn look?
Auburn what?
That Auburn look is consistent, ain't it?
Hey, Lewis, I seen, I think this was on Bleacher Report, but it was a picture of Jesus standing on the Auburn sideline, and it said, Jesus be like, Auburn, you guys okay, or you need another miracle?
Yeah. I think they're just good.
You know, that's what... funny you should say that, because Ronnie and I were just talking about that. I said, at what point does it become not luck, but a team that never quits, keeps playing, and things, when you do that, things fall your way.
Yeah, and they're getting better every week.
Yeah, I think so. I think offensively we are a whole lot better than we were at first year. Defensively, I'm still not sold on the Auburn defense.
No, it's work to do there.
Hey, Lewis, you're an Auburn fan, right?
I'm an Alabama fan, but...
Are you?
I'm an Auburn fan, unless they're playing Alabama.
Boy, I wish I could be like that toward Alabama. I really do.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
It sounds
a lot
better.
How about the Moolah? Is it up there in Huntsville, Alabama, at the Wild Rose Cafe?
No,
wow.
You're very close, but that's not it, Lewis. And
I was close with a Floribama a few weeks
ago. That's
so,
exactly right.
Hey, but
I get it now.
If nobody gets it Thursday, I think you're on the right track.
Yeah.
So call back Thursday and take another shot at it, and I bet you get it.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Appreciate it, Lewis.
I get a big War Eagle on that one.
I hear you, War Eagle.
I'll see you, buddy.
See ya.
Thank you, Lewis.
That was a great guess. And
legitimate,
it hit the clues. It actually hit the clues better than the players we got.
It's true. We may have to start letting Lewis come up with where we're going to hide it.
Lewis, actually, pretty creative guy, even in high school, and I think now he has a band playing.
Uh-huh. Oh, cool.
Yeah, several of the old timers I went to school with playing in bands now, and I've never been able to play anything.
Won your gift, huh?
No,
searching.
I couldn't even play Guitar Hero on the PlayStation. So
you still searching for it, aren't you? Find out what your gift is.
Okay, Ronnie.
Somebody else is after.
I think she's going to give us a big Oreo.
I guarantee it.
I think she'll be a happy woman today. Sheila, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
And War Eagle.
War Eagle. I knew that was coming.
Hi, Sheila.
I am so mad about it. So much going on here.
Oh, you broke up. We know you're mad, but we don't know what you're mad about.
There's so much going on here.
This almost sounds like you're being bleeped out when you say there's so much going on here.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I think it's echoing for some reason.
There's no telling.
No, it's just that play I've heard over and over, and that's been on Facebook over and over. Jason, that kid did nothing wrong.
No, he did nothing wrong. It's just a freak accident of the game. So.
And you know, the way he twisted trying to get it in, you know, get the ball across, that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, and you're going to expect injury, especially on the collegiate and pro level. If you're wanting to play a game that you're not going to get injured, you need to check into checkers or chess or something. So.
And it was sad because he's a great player. I mean, great player.
Yes, he is.
You know, if Ole Miss is going to start throwing stones, they need to get their quarterback to headbutt the LSU player.
The quarterback?
Yeah. Oh, Bo Wallace.
Yeah, Bo is not one of my favorite people.
No.
He has a terrible attitude.
You know, every time he would get up, Jason, he would ask for a flag, and he got him a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, and the one of many times Auburn hit him out of bounds, he was over in the ref's face trying to make the call for him. And, you know, the week before, he had made comments about the coach and the play calling at the end of the LSU game. So.
But headbutting that kid, I mean...
Yeah, that didn't get penalty. There wasn't a penalty on that either, was there, Sheila?
No, it was after the game, wasn't it? It was after the loss, I thought.
Okay, was it after? Okay, I thought I.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that.
Jeff, you hadn't seen it. You need to Google that. After it was, I think they said after the LSU game, he's mad and on the sidelines, and he takes his helmet and goes head to head and headbutts the guy from LSU.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to look that up right now.
I can't believe you hadn't seen that.
No, I've been in a cave or something, I guess.
You need to Google it. It's awful.
Wow.
It's awful.
Yeah.
But he's just, you know, to me, my impression of him is he's just, he thinks he's a pretty boy for one thing. He's all the time fixing his hair. He's more worried about his hair than he is.
Yeah. Yeah, he, and if I saw him spit one time on a Saturday night, he spit 1,000 times.
Yeah, it was a great game. I just to watch.
What about this weekend? Auburn favored by 22 playing Texas A&M.
You know, Jason, you're going to have to keep me updated. This is awful. I have 12 games at the school Saturday. You know, I keep the clock.
Oh, goodness. So you're going to miss it, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, what are you going to do when it's Auburn, Alabama time?
Somebody's going to have to keep the clock. Right. I don't know if that's a home game this year, because I think it was a home game last year. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I would be finding a substitute, call in sick or something. I'll never forget when Brittany and Tyler was playing Pee Wee basketball and it come down to that Auburn, Alabama game.
Oh, I've been keeping that clock for so long, they're going to have to eventually get somebody else. I'm getting too old.
Oh, my goodness.
They can still wheel you in.
Last year, I'd have 15 games a lot of times, Jason. I'm 15 basketball games.
I don't know how you stood
it.
Because,
if your kid is playing, it's entertaining, but if your kid's not playing...
it's torture.
Yeah.
I have nice people to work around with.
Just pull my thumbnails off of the tweezers. Oh
me!
Hey, Sid, do you think Auburn's going to be in the playoff?
Yes.
So
there was no hesitation.
None. So do you think
the game that I'm the only game we may lose one, because you know how this year's been, just who knows?
Yeah.
You know, the game that really worries me more than any is Georgia, because you know he's going to be back. Of course, today we play him.
You talking about Todd Gurley?
Yes.
Yeah.
But did you see his stats in the Auburn game last year?
Yeah, I know, Jason, but our defense this year, oh, my gosh.
We're still pretty decent against the run, though.
Well, that's true.
There's reason to be concerned if you're having to go to Georgia and play, you know, the Georgia Bulldogs, regardless of who you are. I agree with you, Sheila.
I believe I could get open for a pass, Jason.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah. And I'm old.
If Auburn had anybody in the vicinity, they wouldn't make the play. So.
And I don't understand that. I just don't understand that.
I want to tell you my opinion, and I think this will be the first time I've said this.
Giving your opinion?
Public, on this part.
Oh.
Yeah. And, Sheila, you probably saw it on Facebook, but it is time for Gus Miles to fire Ellis Johnson.
I hate for anybody to get fired, Jason, but you're probably right.
Yeah. And what has he done?
Nothing.
Right. Now, he may have had glory days back at Alabama or somewhere down the line.
If he was at Alabama, he did have glory days.
But, wow, I am not impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither. And, you know, this Alabama thing, now you know me, I pull for both, and I'm not one of them mean
You
people.
Can't help it, though.
But why is everybody so fired up about how Alabama's playing? They beat.
Because they didn't play last week.
No, but they're talking about, you know, even the forecasters, Jason, are talking about they're the team to beat now, you know?
I
don't understand it.
One thing is because it's Alabama.
I guess.
It's Nick Saban.
Yeah.
And I hope they win. I hope they win every game except when they get to us.
And Sheila, probably a big reason for that is, as y'all already mentioned, it's Alabama and it's Nick Saban. But there's been so much talk about, you know, they've had the top recruiting classes, you know, the last 5 or 6 years. So immediately, you know, you assume they've got the most talent at every position. And, you know, that's not always the case either.
You know, I don't see that. Like I say, you know, I'm for both, but I just don't see that because, you know, the teams they've almost lost to, you know?
Yeah, I agree. They have, in many games, they have certainly underachieved.
But, you know, if we could just get our defense going, we would be, you know.
Hey, Sheila, here's you an easy question. I would give you a T-shirt, but you've already got one. Who is the only team? Yeah, we can give you a cup. So, who is the only team in the nation that has beat two teams ranked in the top 10 of the committee's selection?
Oh,
The selection committee.
That'd be us, right?
That would be the Auburn Tigers, the only one.
See, and, you know, that's what I'm. We beat Ole Miss. Alabama lost. I just don't understand people's logic, you know?
I believe Alabama has beaten zero in the top ten.
In most people, Sheila, unfortunately, the logic has nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
you know, you got so many folks, and that's okay. You know, they're going to bleed either red and white or blue and orange, and they're always going to just slant it to the way it turns out the best for them.
Hey, that's right. And Brett went to the game too, Jason. Him and Justin Chafin, a couple more went, and he said April was listening to the Auburn network on her radio, and she's hollering at them, telling them, you know, it's not a touchdown. Brett and them thinks it's a touchdown too.
Yeah. Bart said they had no idea. They seen the ball laying down, but thought he had already crossed, and you know, the ball was.
April was listening to the Auburn station, and they were saying, and let me tell you something. I seen it the first replay, and I was telling my husband, that's not a touchdown. The guys announcing didn't even notice it until like four plays in.
Yeah, it was very slow. Tyler caught it, and I was telling him he was crazy. It was a touchdown, but then we slowed it down and looked at it, and, yeah, there was no question.
I didn't catch it either, Sheila.
Did you hear the sportscaster guy say, on the recover, I don't know if Auburn or Alabama has the ball?
Yeah, I said if there's a clear recovery. If not, it's an Ole Miss touchdown.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I wish they had not, and I know they were maybe showing it for the review, but I wish they had not shown it so many times because it was a pretty brutal, you know, ugly break there. I could have done without seeing it personally.
I don't like to see anybody get hurt.
I agree.
But I noticed on the first replay. I mean, I said, he's on top of that guy. That's a fumble. He's not. And my husband said, no, that's not right. He's a big Alabama fan, so you know you have to.
and it turned out being the right call. He did not score.
And they didn't even notice it. I mean, I don't know if they were so looking at the leg that they wouldn't pay no attention to the ball.
Yeah.
Sheila, one more thing. Did you notice, we talked about it a little bit earlier, when he was sitting on the cart, Treadwell on the cart before he goes out, the referee announces that he had fumbled the football and it was Auburn's ball?
Jason, and that's what Brett said. Brett said, Mama, I felt, you know, of course, Auburn fans are going to cheer. And he said, I felt so bad. He said, I don't know why they didn't wait until he got into the tunnel or something.
Yeah,
it was bad.
It was tough.
But he said it was a great game, and he said, he called me yesterday, and he sung the whole fight song for Ole Miss because he heard it so many times.
Yeah, what is that Ole Miss hottie toddy, all that
I
stuff?
Yeah. I don't know.
They can't come up with something else.
Yeah.
You know, we won. I mean, I said a few choice words I don't use, but just for football, but we won.
You got words just for football?
Yeah.
You got a football dictionary.
Just for the Auburn game. And I'm home by myself, though.
Oh.
Yeah, as long as you're at home by yourself, that's okay.
It's good talking to you guys.
All right, Sheila.
It was good talking to you. I'm War Eagle. Yeah.
War Eagle. Have
Bye,
a good one.
Sheila.
Hey, speaking of words, football
words. She knows
your
football stuff.
Ronnie, I can remember, and I think I may have told you this, but I can remember as a kid when Auburn would get beat, Mother and Daddy had a pond across from their house. I would slip out.
Did you go jump in it?
No, I felt like it. But I would go over behind the dam where nobody could see me and cuss.
And cuss.
Yeah.
Nobody
could see me or hear me, and I'd go over and cuss.
Did you leave feeling better about yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Okay. Mother would have washed my mouth out with Lysol.
Your daddy would have torn that tail up, too, wouldn't he?
Hey, but at that age, you know, cussing was a big thing. You thought you were really something.
Yeah, you was a big boy then, wasn't you?
But, you know, the sad thing is, Ronnie, there's adults that think the same thing these days.
That's right.
And, you know, my ears have heard about every word there is, but I can't stand to be around people.
I know, exactly.
And to me, there's cussing, and then there's cussing.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, 4:55. We've got Laney on the line. We'll be right back with Laney. Laney, hang on tight. Maybe you'll win $50.
Maybe guessing for moolah.
You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. personal service, and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti,
inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Coleman County's best high school football.
This week, it's the first round of the 3A state playoffs, and the Vinemont Eagles travel to Rogersville to tangle with the Lauderdale County Tigers.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at Live95Coleman.com
or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Vinemont and Lauderdale County in the first round of the 3A state playoffs. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
We're the all-new Live 95 WRJM-LP Coleman.
All right, 4:58 on a dark Tuesday afternoon.
That time change will do it to you.
Oh, I'm going
to
be scared when I leave here tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got Laney on the line. Laney calling from Coleman. Laney, sorry you had to hold on through the break, but unfortunately those breaks pay our bills.
That's right.
So, hey, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, Laney.
Laney, have you got a guess for us?
Yes.
All right.
Let her roll.
Rosie's Mexican Cantina.
Oh, that's a good guess, Laney, but not quite the correct answer. But I know why you would, by the clues, I know why you would pick that. But sorry, that's not the correct answer.
Okay.
Laney, hey, we'll give some more clues, so listen up. And the money's still out there, so if nobody wins today, call back Thursday and take another shot at it.
All right.
Hey, Laney, is this a War Eagle or a Roll Tide?
Roll Tide.
Hey, that's it. There you go.
Oh, Laney, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Laney.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Another good guess. Should be narrowing it on down now.
That's it. So. Well, they're in the northern part of the state.
Yeah. And so we're going to go ahead and say it is in the northern part of the state.
There you go. There's
and
your
it
another
would
clue.
Be hard to run off a mountain down in South Alabama.
Yeah, That's true.
You might run off a small hill somewhere.
Yeah, but not a mountain.
Really, talking about Auburn Ole Miss, we're about to go through the stats before we had to go to break.
Okay.
The Land Sharks. What's your opinion on the Land Sharks before we do this?
I never heard of that before this year. Have they always been the Land Sharks, or is it just because they all of a sudden are good defensively?
Yeah, I think that's come about in the last year or so.
Okay.
I saw a ESPN special about it, and the Land Shark defense gave up 253 yards rushing to Auburn.
Well, the Sharks were on the land, wasn't they?
They were flopping around, weren't they? They were put in the boat.
Yeah. How about this?
Total offense, Auburn 507, Ole Miss 492.
Man.
That's pretty tight.
Wow.
Offensive plays, Auburn 68, Ole Miss 72.
That is some serious defense there.
Yeah. Auburn has to improve. If they're gonna win even the West,
mm-hmm.
they're gonna have to improve. They won't beat Alabama playing that kind of defense.
Unless they get a bunch of breaks, and you can't count that out for them because they've had that to happen for them so many times, somebody say, well, you know, they're getting breaks or are they making their own breaks? You know, I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is a team that has had it happen. They believe in themselves.
They never quit. Yeah,
they
think they're going to, can make a big play. And that's certainly what happened at the end of the game, against Ole Miss. You hate that it ended the way it ended. But, it certainly was a fumble. But, wow, that is some offensive numbers. So together, they were a roundabout figure for total yards for both teams was –
right at 1,000 yards.
Good.
In fact, 999 yards.
Is that what it was? Yeah. 999 yards.
Yep.
I thought the SEC was dominated by defense.
Average gain. This is an eye opener. Average gain per play.
Together, both teams together.
Separate, but
okay.
They're close. Oh, I got you. Auburn 7.5 yards per play. Ole Miss 6.8.
Wow.
You're not going to lose many games
you're right.
And 6.8.
And if you're getting that many, you're not going to lose many. And if you're giving up that many, it's going to be close.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I mean.
If you're giving up that many, you better be really good offensively.
You better be sticking it in the end zone, not having to – kick field goals, running from the 20 to the 20 wide open, then can't get anything done down in the red zone.
And thankfully, Auburn at the top or near the top in the red zone percentage this year.
Yeah.
I think they're like at 75%.
Scoring touchdowns when they get there.
Once they get in the red zone.
That's impressive.
In which Ole Miss is struggling with that. They ran some numbers on that, and Ole Miss good. Outside the red zone, once in the red zone, they struggle with that.
Sounds kind of like Alabama, too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Ole Miss, the announcers pointed it out Saturday night, but they're more of a finesse team. Auburn more of a power running team. And when you get down on the 3-4 yard line,
yeah,
that finesse is gone. The field shortened.
It does. You got to be able to line up and just blow somebody. You're not going to trick somebody. Like I say, the field shrinks. There's not as much area there. You just got to be able to line up somebody, nose to nose, and just push them and just blow them off the ball.
Hey, and I would like to welcome somebody back, Ronnie. I should have mentioned this earlier, but welcome back Sammy Coates. For the first time this year, I saw some effort out of him. Now, he was injured, missed the first part of the season, and has been about 50%, seems like, since then. But he made three huge catches.
I don't remember them
all. The tip pass on third down that he caught just outside the
– Yes.
Hey, that's another
that's
one.
That's another one.
Yeah.
And then, the one that Marshall just kind of threw it long down the middle of the field, and he just goes up, and takes it away from the guy. But, Sammy Coates, I don't know how tall he is, but he's probably 6'3", 6'4", and the kid defending was about 5'9", 5'10". I mean, he didn't have a chance.
What, if you, the name Sammy Coates comes to your mind, what one play do you remember? And you not being an Auburn fan may not be the same, but every time Sammy Coates' name is mentioned, one play comes up in my mind. And it's from last year.
I probably don't want to remember it.
You will remember it when I tell you. No, it wasn't Alabama.
Okay.
The Texas A&M game. Where he catches the pass, throws the defender down with one
arm.
And that has been played and played.
I remember that now that you mentioned it. He may do it again this week.
I wish you would.
You know, talking about, Jason, talking about Auburn stats, passing yards, hey, this is how they rank out of 124 teams. Passing, they average, they are 77th overall in Division
surprising.
One. 220 yards a game is their average. Rushing yards, they rank 9th in the country at 276 yards, almost 277 yards. Points scored, they rank 14th. They're averaging 38.8 points a game.
Averaging 38?
Yeah.
And they're 14th.
That's right.
Wow.
Wow. Averaging 38, basically 39 points a game. And they average defensively, they rank 35th in scoring defense. They're averaging giving up 22 points a game.
They actually are higher ranked than that. I thought they would be.
That's why I wanted to tell you that. Now that's just scoring. That's not people running up down the field, you know, on you. So, anyway, that's the stats. But I'm with you. I would have probably thought they would rank worse defensively as far as scoring. But
I think, either right around or maybe even a little bit better on paper, anyway, than last year's defense.
Right.
Last year's defense was nothing to brag about either.
Exactly. But, you know, and the reason you're thinking the way you are is their last three games, Jason, they gave up 23 points. I'm sorry, they gave up 38 points to Mississippi State. They gave up 35 points to South Carolina, and then they gave up 31 points to Ole Miss. Now, you know, you take out some of the, you know, and the big kicker that helps them was they only gave up 7 to LSU.
Yeah, that's huge.
But the last 3 weeks, you know, they're giving up, they're giving up well over 30 points a game.
I think I'm going to start a website, fireellisjohnson.com. So there's probably already one on there.
You feel with kindness for Ellis Johnson, aren't you?
I'll just tell it like it is. tonight, Ronnie, the playoff committee will have the new rankings. What do you see? Ole Miss, we know, is gone.
Ole Miss will be gone.
Alabama slipping that position, not playing last week. TCU.
I don't think it'll be TCU.
I hope not.
TCU is ranked, what, 7?
TCU is getting a lot of love. Yeah, I think
TCU was 7, and West Virginia was 20, and you kick a field goal at the end of the game to beat them. I don't see how you would move TCU, but you know, I'm not a committee member. I'm not as intelligent, smart as they are. So
here's something, going back to what Sheila said about the love of Alabama.
Yeah.
And here is something just happened to have printed out. I think this is from the Bleacher Report. If you notice, we get a lot of information from the Bleacher Report, but they have their top, I think it's 10 playoff teams as they see it. Alabama ranked number 1. This is who they think
is going to
has
be in the
best
playoff.
Chance of being there. Alabama number 1.
Would you agree with that?
I think Florida State's got the best chance of being there. Now they may actually have Alabama saying they're the best team, and of course, no, I'm not going to agree with that either.
But, right. Of course you're not.
But Ronnie, if I really believed it, I would say.
I know.
I really don't believe Alabama is the best team in the nation. Of course, I don't believe Auburn is either. So.
Right. I don't know who is.
Last week, they had Alabama ranked number 1. They have Mississippi State at number 2. Number 3, Florida State. Number 4, Auburn. Number 5, TCU. 6, Oregon. 7, Michigan State.
Yeah.
8, Kansas State. 9, Ohio State. Number 10, Baylor. So, take that for what it's worth.
I think, Jason, I think probably one reason that Bama is getting the love that they're getting could be their remaining schedule. Because it is pretty, you know, if they can get past LSU, it's pretty favorable for them.
Yeah.
Because they're at home.
Yeah, they're sitting in a lot better position than Auburn.
They're in the catbird seat.
Yeah, Auburn still has to travel to Alabama.
That's right.
And who else have they got?
They got A&M this week.
Which doesn't look near as
no. You know, when we first started looking at these games when the season first started, we thought it was just, you know, just unthinkable that they could, you know, maybe win the West. But, you know, it's certainly a possibility there because Texas A&M is not the club we thought they were, even though Auburn barely beat South Carolina. South Carolina is not the club that people thought they, you know, that they were going to be. Then there you got Georgia who got, you know,
Auburn
lit
goes
up.
To Georgia.
Yeah, they go to Georgia, but Georgia got lit up, you know, by Florida. But so, you know, you never know. Then they have Samford, and then they finish it up with Alabama. So this week they got Texas A&M. That's the 3:30 Eastern game on CBS. So you're going to get Vern and Gary Daniels.
Thankfully, I won't be listening to them. I will be sitting in the stands, and hopefully the annoying kid will not be there.
Maybe what if they bring his identical twin brother?
Oh my gosh.
And one of the parents stay home.
I'm telling you, like I said the other day, I've been pro life all my life.
But you had thoughts.
One more quarter sitting behind that kid and I would have been pro choice.
Well, you got four more that you know of.
Yeah. Hopefully that's the first game he's been there. Hopefully it's his last.
Ah, he'll be back.
I'll be locked up somewhere by Sunday
morning. We'll bail you out.
You can't imagine really how bad it was.
Just ruined the game, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I had something I was going to ask you, and it has rolled right out
it's
of my
gone,
little noggin.
Huh?
It was something on the Alabama. I know what it was. Alabama LSU this weekend.
Yeah.
Give me a percentage chance you think Alabama, and don't give me 100%.
I won't. 98.
What percent of chance do you see Alabama winning?
65-35.
65-35. That is right in there. I'm giving Alabama a 70%.
Okay. So you're giving them more love than I was.
Yeah. See, I'm honest with it.
That's right. I think it's going to be a really, really good football game.
As with other teams, it really depends on which Alabama team, which LSU team.
That's right. If both good teams show up, that's going to be a good football game. If one good team shows up and the other doesn't, it's going to be ugly.
Right. And I think LSU has now settled in, as you talked about earlier, to what they want to do, how they're going to do it, and the Mad Hatter.
You can question him. You can think he's a, you know, a goofball and all those things. You know, describe him with any adjective you want to. But the bottom line is, look at the guy's record and what he's done.
Yeah, he didn't get to where he was at.
No, he didn't.
He didn't get to being stupid.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got Chance, let's roll into the graduation.
All right. The academic side of college football.
And some of these are kind of surprising. Yeah. Alabama, the graduation rank, number 7.
Now,
I wonder if Alabama fans are going to call in and complain about that and say they should be ranked higher.
Some probably would. Now, how are they coming? Give us the criteria, Jason, if you can.
Let me find it. I know it is the largest majority of the graduation rank is just simply how many players they have graduate off of their football team.
Okay.
I don't think it actually takes in grades or as far as their courses or anything like that.
Right. It's just going across states getting a diploma.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be basket weaving.
It don't matter.
Or rocket
science. As long as they got a piece of paper and hang on the wall. Okay.
So Alabama at 7, as we said earlier, Notre Dame number 1, and they come out 2 when you combine the football and the graduation rank. No surprise there with Notre Dame being number 1 in the graduation
rank. You probably don't have to go over, you know, things over and over and over, possibly. And not in terms of them learning how to do it, but, you know, just the timing of those things, you know they do. But you know, it's probably a joy to be able to draw something up on a board. You know, either in the field house, like at practice, or on the sideline, and then be able to go out and execute it. You don't get that anywhere.
Tell me, you're an educator.
Yeah.
How is it possible, and it happens, still this day it happens, how is it possible that kids play college football and don't know how to read? how do they get through school and graduate and move on to college?
You know, some kids, it's difficult to put a finger on. Let me say, I mean, this is really changing the subject. In the last I'm going to say in the last 6 to 8 years, there's been a huge push in kids being able to read close to or at their grade level. Now, years ago, it was just, you know, it was just unheard of. You know, once they left, you know, those early years, early elementary, there was no teaching reading or anything like that, you know. But there are certainly, Jason, you're right, there are still kids that are able to get across the stage and get a diploma that read very, very poorly. The way they compensate for that is they're either really hard workers who turn in all their work. They don't miss any assignments. They get everything turned in so they can get
kinda
those.
Kind of like I was when I was in school. Right.
So they can get that credit, and that always helps, you know, that always helps test scores. But, yeah, I mean, it happens every year. You've got kids that are graduating that are not, you know, they're not on grade level. I mean, I used to have some that we would test them, you know, in the ninth grade, and they would be on, you know, fourth grade reading level.
Wow.
And then that's one reason that you started seeing, once the graduation rate became very stringent with No Child Left Behind when President Bush was in, and you started seeing a large number of kids not graduating, that was the root of the whole problem, is they weren't able to comprehend what they were reading. They might be able to read a word, but they couldn't tell you what it was.
And
it still happens.
It amazes me. And I know there is learning disabilities.
Sure.
I'm taking that out. I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm not talking about kids who, you know.
Person who is perfectly capable of doing it.
Yeah.
That don't do it. It amazes me how many people we have that come into the office to fill out a job application.
Yeah.
And they can't write or read.
Yeah.
And you can tell by talking to them, there's nothing wrong with this person.
Right.
There's no learning disability. There's nothing to prevent them. Other than they just didn't want to do it.
Yeah. And sometimes that is, you know, sometimes that is the case. And then sometimes, you know, as we all know, they just weren't capable of doing it. I mean, years ago, when we were in school, you know, now hopefully we do a better job of determining who needs help.
Yeah, there is.
We're kind of getting off on another subject.
Yeah, there's a huge difference in not being able to do it. And being too lazy.
And choosing not to do it.
Right.
Because you can't help people that choose not to.
Right.
There's nothing you can do for them.
Hey, Ronnie, these graduation rates, I'm gonna call out the team, and you tell me where you think they rank in the top 25.
In the current top 25 poll.
Right. You just graduation rank. Let's take out all the other stuff, and you tell me where you think they are academically.
And we know Notre Dame is one.
Right. And we know Alabama is 15. And Auburn is 23.
Right.
How about Michigan State?
Michigan State is...
Graduation rate.
Just the graduation rate.
Just the graduation rate.
I'm going to say they're 6.
They are 14.
Hmm.
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
No, I'm going to have to move around in these papers because you're going to know about where I am.
I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see them, so don't worry about it.
Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Badgers. Well... They're close to Michigan. Michigan was 14. I'll say 12.
They are tied for 14.
Oh,
you were right on.
I see it.
Marshall.
I'm using your logic. Marshall.
I didn't even know Marshall had cracked the top 25.
Yes. They were 22 or 23 the last
time. Welcome to the top 25, Marshall.
That's it. The Thunder and Herd. Isn't that, and their head coach is Doc Holliday?
Yeah, Doc
Holliday. What a name for a head coach, Doc Holliday. I'm going to say they are 20.
23. You're pretty good at
this.
Not
bad.
This one is
Take me to Tunica.
This one is for $100,000.
Paid by.
Compliments of Jay Fuller. UCLA.
UCLA, the Bruins.
If you get within.
One.
Okay.
UCLA is 13.
Not even close.
Oh.
3.
UCLA is 3.
UCLA is 3.
Graduation rate. Wow.
LSU.
25.
12.
Really?
LSU ranks ahead of Auburn and Alabama. Here's an interesting one. One more and then we'll move on.
I guess Les Miles does the personal tutoring with them.
Oh, yeah. You know that helps. Mississippi State.
25.
18.
Wow.
well, ranks ahead of Auburn.
Nice.
I'm getting worried about my Auburn
we may need to ask Jay about that when we get back on.
All right, 5:20 means it's time for another break. Come back with another Moolah clue. Compliments of Ronnie Barnes, this clue. So stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti.
Inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Coleman County's best high school football.
This week, it's the first round of the 3A state playoffs, and the Vinemont Eagles travel to Rogersville to tangle with the Lauderdale County Tigers.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at Live95Coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Vinemont and Lauderdale County in the first round of the 3A state playoffs. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
All right. 5:24 on a dark Tuesday. What do you think about this time change?
I don't like it.
I don't either. It takes my body at least 2 weeks to get used to it.
I know.
Either time change.
Either way.
Yeah.
You know, there's somebody running for one of the state offices. I don't know if it's a representative or senator or whatever who says that if he gets elected, his main thing is to do away with one of them. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, but I don't think that works either.
No, I don't think.
You got kids that'll be having flashlights waving the bus down. So.
That's it. So, speaking of politics,
I think it's all a conspiracy. The psychiatrists have done this to us because we all get depressed when it starts getting dark at five.
That's right.
I know this.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I hear you.
I get sleepy earlier. I told Kathy last night, and I guess it's just your body and the dark coming on.
Yeah.
But I get sleepy earlier now.
I can go to bed at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. I can go to bed anytime. Yeah. I may not stay in there long, but
put on the dog channel and you're gone.
Oh, yeah.
But speaking of politics and those kind of things, today is election day. Folks still have time to get to the polls and vote.
They don't close until 7 o'clock, so you still got an hour and a half to go.
And, Ronnie, if somebody wanted to hear the results, where do you think
they
could hear?
They can hear the results right here on 95.5.
And Coleman's it will be brought
independent
to you
radio
by someone other than you
than
and I.
You and I. It'd be Jay Fuller. Jay,
are you the one handling that?
I believe the volunteers for the evening are myself and Tommy Wurst.
There you go.
Okay.
So if you want to listen to the results.
I just got the text 5 minutes ago. So
that's right. So if you want to listen to the results after the show, just what time are y'all going to start that?
They're going to start announcing, I believe, you know, polls close at 7.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the top floor of the courthouse this year.
Right.
And we'll be set up over there, you know, preparing to announce the results as well as interviewing anybody who wants to come talk to us.
I got you. Okay.
We will interview the victorious winners and the sore losers.
I bet you will not have any trouble getting a politician to talk on the radio.
No, you won't have that. So that will be live, this evening. So
I don't know if we'll break in between music or if we'll just go live. Talk. I don't know. We'll work that out.
Hey,
let's
you.
Go. Let's go.
But
live
I guarantee
talk,
you,
talk,
it
talk.
It will be the best coverage in Coleman.
There you go. Yep. Yeah, you're right there. So right,
Jay, if you will tap us up with a little moolah music, Ronnie has a clue that is burning and he's ready to
give
it out. So. You can't
it's like
do
we have to do this professionally. Yeah, gotta get the music going.
That's it. Gotta
get the groove going.
You gotta get in the mood, baby.
That sounded,
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you.
It's just me and you sitting in here, Ronnie.
We just let that one go right on by. That one's gonna go right on by. Alright, here's my clue. If you're looking for moolah. If you are looking for moolah, now you gotta stay with me. If your back is turned to where moolah's hidden.
It's backyard burger! Yeah!
good guess, but wrong answer. If your back is facing where moolah is hidden, you might think you're back in pioneer days. As you look out, if your back is facing where moolah is hidden, you might think you are back in pioneer days. Or another way, if it across the road from where it's hidden, you might think you're in pioneer days.
Yeah. All right. Ronnie, that sounds like a good clue if I actually knew where this was.
Yeah, it would help you.
Yeah.
But you don't know.
No, I've never seen this place.
Now, you lost it at Ball and Highway.
Yeah, and that's bad.
You got to go.
All right. Where's Moolah? Brought to you by People's Bank, the kind folks there giving away money.
Are we going to give another clue tonight?
Let's give another.
I got one more.
All right. Well, after we come back from the next break,
yeah,
we'll give another one.
Okay.
We want to give $50 away. People's bank money.
That's right.
So
that's
let's
right.
give it away.
I hear you.
How about this for a trivia question?
Yeah.
Good for a T-shirt. And if you want to come by the office, I'm not going to mail the cups. But good for a T-shirt. We have talked about him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Pass the basket.
Yeah, let's take an offering.
Take an offering, baby.
If I have no idea what is going on.
That's
here.
Applause.
We have talked about this young man several times during this show.
Yeah.
Very common name. Everybody knows it. Very easy to look up. Give me the name of the Ole Miss quarterback.
Oh, are you serious?
Serious.
First name only?
I don't care. First name, last name, middle name.
First caller with the Ole Miss quarterback's name. 737-9951. Jason will pay you $100.
No, don't. Let's don't go there.
How's the pleasure?
Whoa. Hey, there's something going on in the control room.
This place is haunted. Oh, man.
Hey,
somebody's got that.
I don't think it's going to take long for that to be gone.
No, that's pretty quick.
We'll wait this one out.
We'll hang on for that one.
Yeah, we start talking about something else.
Yeah, that's pretty simple right there. You're in a giving mood, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
You are.
I'm ready to give stuff away.
There it is.
Sheila.
Hey, now, is this the Ole Miss Tracy quarterback, right?
Yep.
Yep, Ole Miss quarterback.
Bo Wallace.
Hey. Bo Wallace. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
How surprising.
You go Google that after you get off here. You hear me?
Yeah, I've got it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I have Googled it, but every time I have clicked on one, it tells me I need some kind of plug-in, and so I may have to turn it over to Jay to be able to pull it up.
Oh, I got
you. I am.
Yeah, if I can get some of our boss to Facebook.
On Facebook? I couldn't hear the train was going by.
Yeah, if I can get it to come up, I'll tag you in Facebook.
Okay, yeah, do that.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Sheila.
All right,
bye-bye. I knew that wasn't going to last.
Yeah, that as simple as you get.
That's like taking candy from a baby, isn't it?
I'm going to come up
with
another.
That's almost too easy.
Yeah, I'll come up with one more difficult. I feel like I am spaced out or something here. So we have had a train go by.
And we're not near the tracks.
Right. We have had the House of Pleasure.
Yeah.
And now we had that music.
Yeah. It's Halloween.
That sounds like a bug zapper.
Yeah, that's a bug zapper. He's still in Halloween mode.
Hey,
I'm kind of a fan, I don't know why, but of Jim Cramer's Mad Money.
Oh.
And I found his soundboard.
Hey, so, do this for a t-shirt. I can't get him to stop. Do this for a t-shirt, Jay. Look at one that is not very common and play that sound, and the first person to identify that sound we'll give a t-shirt to.
Ooh, challenging.
Yeah. Lay the ball in your court, whatever
right.
you come up with. So.
Just let us know, because we're going to move on.
Yeah, the next sound you hear played by Jay, you call and identify that sound, and you are the winner. And we're going to throw in some cups in this deal.
Okay.
How about six of them?
Six of them.
Family.
A serving set.
I'm in a giving mood.
You are. You're like Santa Claus. You just don't have on the red suit.
Right.
Somebody is
calling before the
before
they're good.
Boy.
That's the different phone.
Oh, a different phone.
All right, let's try this one.
All right.
I bet that's kind of challenging.
Yeah, that is. Play it again.
Play it again, Sam.
and I'll give you a hint. It's not this.
All right.
And it's not this. It's this.
All right, give us one more play of it.
I don't have a clue.
That could be a lot of things.
Yeah, I know what I'm thinking it is.
That is not the sound. Now, Jay, you're going to confuse people. That is not the sound. The first sound is the one you...
Okay.
We are about to go off the air and let Jay play with his soundboard.
Oh, man. There it is. If anybody has a clue what it was or which one it was.
Yeah, I'll do it one more time. Okay, all right, here we go. Yeah. Okay.
All right, that's it. Identify the sound and win.
Six cups.
And a t-shirt.
And a t-shirt.
Not six t-shirts. All right, Ronnie, where did we get to before we went off the track?
Before we went off, you were going over some of the... where the top 25 perform academically.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to throw that.
Yeah,
the academics are out the window.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Let's talk Alabama, LSU, and Auburn, Texas A&M. Auburn, a 22-point favorite this weekend.
And do you think they should be?
And by the way, Friday night, first chance to see Bruce Pearl's Auburn Tigers exhibition game against West Alabama. So you could go down, catch the basketball game Friday night.
Friday night.
And the football
game
Saturday.
Are you going to do that?
I probably hadn't thought about it, but I probably will.
Can you get a room? Can you get a hotel room?
Yeah, I can get one somewhere.
Yeah, back in Birmingham. You can drive home. Oh, man. Hey, there's Cindy on the line. Cindy must have a guess here. Cindy, with us?
You take Cindy and let me go to Jay and find out what that sound is.
Okay, I got you. Cindy.
I'm on with you. You don't have to come back here.
Okay.
What
is a cap gun?
It is not a cap gun.
Oh, man.
I guess my first question should have been, do you watch CNBC's Mad Money? Because that show will drive you nuts.
No, I don't watch that.
No, I don't watch that.
So, hey, Cindy, now I know you can't guess. On Tuesday, you can guess on Thursday because of the text that you sent Jason. But do you know where the money's hid? You don't tell us, just yes or no, you know where it is.
Oh, I already told. Well, okay, try it again. I turned her down.
Cindy.
Yes.
Cindy.
I'm here.
Yeah. Hey, I know you. Your guest starts on Thursday. Where the money is hid? Do you think you know where it is already?
I think I know. You think but you I'm know? Not
okay.
Positive.
All right. Well, we'll find
they've
out.
Been, they've been some good guesses today.
Yeah, there have been. But okay, so Thursday we will expect you to be calling us bright and early.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, Cindy. All right. Thanks. See you. Bye bye.
One guess down.
One guess down.
That's not a cap gun.
It may be 1,000 guesses down on that one.
Yeah, I don't. I've got an idea, but I have no idea.
Oh,
other than this one, if it's not this,
you got the same idea I got.
Yeah,
you're sick.
Yeah. What does that say about you?
All right, enough of that. Hey, Jason. Before we start talking about bringing in, you know, Alabama, LSU, and Auburn, Texas A&M tonight. On a Tuesday night, this is Tuesday, yeah. If you want to watch some college football, it is on Tuesday night. You can watch on ESPN2 at 7, which would probably be, well, I don't know. Would that be, I don't know if it's 6 o'clock our time or if this is 7 o'clock. I don't know. But on ESPN2, there's Bowling Green at Akron tonight. Bowling Green at Akron.
Get the popcorn.
Oh,
and get the
man, that's right. Get to your recliner.
Get the family together.
All right, here's your trivia question. Who is the head football coach at Akron?
That one.
I'll give you some time.
I want to say.
He's Googling running, it right
no,
now.
I'm not Googling it. I want to say that Terry Bowden was tied to that school.
That's
I don't
him.
Know if he still is.
That's who it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, everyone.
Head football coach at Akron.
I am so proud he is at Akron.
That's right.
And he not
is,
at all.
He's at Akron. Okay.
Little chubby where, thing.
You got to ask him something he's going to miss now.
Yeah, I'm about to. Before he went to Akron, where was he head football coach?
I don't know if he had a stop between North Alabama and...
That's it.
North Alabama.
He was at UNA and then he went to Akron.
Hey.
He's ringing him
up. Bring it up. Bring
all
it
right,
on.
All right, here's another one. What's the mascot? What's Akron's mascot?
Uh-oh. You might already get the booze ready for this one, Jay. Akron, I don't know, Bulldogs.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hey, that sounded like Family Feud.
Naked Grandma.
Naked Grandma. All right, again, Bowling Green plays at Akron, ESPN2, 7 o'clock. Toledo at Kent State. Also at 7 o'clock, and that's on ESPNU. Okay? So that is a couple of college football games on if you want to watch that tonight. Also, college hoops.
That's what I had just pulled up on ESPN.
College hoops is on at least the game I see right here. There may be more. Northwood at Villanova. Fox South 1 at 6 o'clock. Is that the one you have?
I'm looking at the rankings.
Okay, you're looking at the rankings. All right, there's some college hoops if you want to see it. 6 o'clock,
all
Fox
right.
Sports 1.
5:38, we'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti.
Inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Coleman County's best high school football.
This week, it's the first round of the 3A state playoffs, and the Vinemont Eagles travel to Rogersville to tangle with the Lauderdale County Tigers.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at Live95Coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Vinemont and Lauderdale County in the first round of the 3A state playoffs. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Right, 542 and all those sounds
brought all is well.
Yeah, by Jay Fuller. This show, Ronnie, will never be the same.
No, it's just,
he has found a soundboard.
He's got a toy
from CNBC.
Yeah,
and so I think we're going to be hearing it for a while.
It's going to be like a gong show.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that hosted the gong show?
I don't know. I remember the show, but I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, I can't remember. Something about Barry. Chuck Berry.
I think you're right. Yep, I think that's
it. Who it was.
There it is. Hey, let's not mention that again.
Don't give Jay any.
Jay, play the sound one more time so that somebody else can take a guess at it. Oh, we got somebody on.
Got somebody wanting to guess the sound.
All right. Sandy, now from Dodge City, can you think who she may be kin to?
That's not funny.
All right, Sandy, welcome to Sports Talk Live. Which one are you guessing? I'm fixing to go take over the soundboard myself. So. All right, Sandy, you're taking a guess at the sound, so what would you say it is?
Is it a whelp?
That is it. Yeah. That is it.
That's it. A winner.
House of Pleasure.
Yeah. Sandy, please come get Jay. He owns the station, but him for a ride for 15 minutes.
Call the psychiatric ward. Yeah. Come get him.
There's supposed to be one on here somewhere that says all aboard. I can't find it.
Hey, Sandy, I have had your address at least three times, but I still don't have it. You can send it to me on Facebook or give it to Jay, whichever way you want to do this.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I said, okay, either way. I can pick it up at the office or whatever.
Okay, yeah, just come by the office and pick it up. That'll save me mailing it. So. Hey, all thanks for calling.
Congratulations, Sandy.
Thank y'all.
Roll Tide. Where do you hear that? Roll Tide.
Okay, I'm done with the sounds for now.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. Give us some bold predictions.
This is getting real. You know, since it's getting late in the football season,
it's about over.
Yeah. We got, what, three regular seasons or so left, something like that. Here is the 2014 SEC bowl projections after week 10, okay?
I bet, Ronnie, I printed that out.
Yeah.
But didn't even read it. But I bet I'm not going to like it.
Okay. You hadn't read it, though?
I've not read it.
Okay. College football playoff semifinal. And those two semifinal games are going to be, one of them is going to be in the Rose Bowl and one's going to be the Sugar Bowl, okay, for anybody who did not know that. The Rose Bowl semifinal, they have Mississippi State versus Oregon.
I could see that happening.
Possible, yeah.
The other semifinal game is the Sugar Bowl, and they have Florida State versus TCU.
I don't see that happening. In fact, I think TCU go down this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think TCU will be there. Now, the other three possibly, yeah. I mean, certainly Mississippi, you know, Mississippi State and Florida State, they're both sitting there undefeated right now. Right. So I hope it's not Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Because if it is, there's not going to be an Alabama or Auburn probably.
You know, I have a hard time seeing how they put TCU in ahead of Alabama and Auburn both. I mean,
I agree. And now one of them, sure.
Yeah.
Because one of them is going to beat the other.
Right.
But that is the bowl predictions. Again, Rose Bowl, Mississippi State, and Oregon. Sugar Bowl, Florida State versus TCU. Cotton Bowl, Alabama against Notre Dame. That'd be another shellacking.
Yeah, who would want to see Alabama Notre Dame again?
I wouldn't.
No.
I really wouldn't. Because I don't think the result would be a whole lot different than it was the last time. Peach Bowl, Georgia against Michigan State. That might be a pretty good game.
Orange. That would be a huge disappointment to the Georgia Bulldogs playing in the
Peach Bowl.
Yeah.
You got that right.
Wow.
Exactly. That playing right there in downtown Atlanta.
Yeah.
Just a short bus ride from Athens. Wow. Orange Bowl, Auburn versus Clemson.
Clemson?
Clemson.
Boy, they're hurting for somebody to put in the Orange
Bowl. Yeah,
they
are. Absolutely. I wouldn't care anything about that.
No.
Game. Citrus Bowl, Ole Miss versus Nebraska. Anything with them. Oh, Outback Bowl, LSU versus Ohio State.
Yeah, that might be interesting.
I'd watch that over the rest of them. I'd watch that over, well, I wouldn't say over Alabama Notre Dame, but it'd be more interesting. Get the Music City Bowl, Tennessee versus Louisville.
Oh, you can't wait for that.
Man, boy, they'll fill that stadium. The Tax Slayer. Have you ever heard of that? Is that a new bowl game?
I think he had it last year.
Did
you know, a lot of the bowls have changed names this year. No more Capital One Bowl.
Right. Sponsors changing. Are any of these going to end up being Spiegel Contracting Bowl?
Double no. Yeah, double no.
Tax Slayer Bowl, Florida versus Maryland. Boy, there's excitement.
Yeah.
The Belk Bowl, like Belk Clothing Store.
They have a bowl now.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll supply you with your underwear and socks.
Wow.
Kentucky versus North Carolina. Ooh. Liberty Bowl. I guess that's still in Memphis. Texas A&M and West Virginia.
A&M?
That's what it says. If they end up getting there, I might watch that game.
Yeah, there would probably be a 100-point score.
Yeah, by one of them.
Yeah.
And then the Texas Bowl, and I don't know what that used to be, Missouri versus Baylor. And then the SEC schools on the outside looking in, Arkansas, South Carolina, and Vandy.
Ronnie, really, though, when you break, I know, and I've heard it everybody 10 million times, it gives the coaches more time to prepare. But other than the playoff bowl games, does any of them really matter?
Don't matter at all anymore. Not now, for sure.
Even being an Auburn fan, if Auburn's not playing, as it were, last year for the national championship.
Yeah.
I really don't care about their bowl game.
I don't either.
I don't know why, but
I don't get to. And probably now with the playoff system, see what you think. Watching bowl games is just not.
Oh yeah,
it's just not really a good big draw or big interest because the only ones you want to see now are the playoffs.
I would like to see. I wonder if I can pull that up before we go off. See what the projections are for the playoff system. How much money will that bring into college football?
Yeah, I would be interested in seeing also, you know, all the bowl games, what is their attendance compared to previous years with this first year of the playoff system to see if attendance is down, whether in the, you know, viewing or at the stadium attendance plus ratings plus people watching. It'd be interesting to know.
And, you know, Jay Jacobs last week said 4 was the right number of teams. But I still think this goes to 8 teams down the road because of the almighty dollar.
And would it not, again, I'm not a Jay Jacobs by any stretch of the imagination, wouldn't have a clue how he does his job. But if we expand this to more than four, then you're going to get every power conference winner in there.
Yeah, then
to start with,
the people that are
crying, and then a wild card.
Yeah, they can quit crying.
Yeah,
conference champions are there.
Right,
and that is being really debated on the national talk shows now.
Yeah,
whether the committee, when it comes down to it, how much emphasis are they going to put on winning your conference?
Well, you know, it's just going to, you know, every week we're going to learn something different, maybe, or something more. But when it really shakes down, we're going to know where their emphasis is. Is it going to be on? I don't think it will be. Is it going to be on? What I heard them say at the SEC Media Days was, we're going to put the four best teams in the playoff.
And that's anything not, less than that, it's a failure.
That's right.
Who wants to see somebody from the Pac-12?
But that's not going to happen.
Right.
I do not believe they'll put the four best teams.
All right, 5:51. We're going to, I guess, our last break for today. Come back and wrap it up. And we'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5. Call it.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Caretti.
Inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Coleman County's best high school football.
This week, it's the first round of the 3A state playoffs, and the Vinemont Eagles travel to Rogersville to tangle with the Lauderdale County Tigers.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at Live95Coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Vinemont and Lauderdale County in the first round of the 3A state playoffs. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Caretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
All right, 5:54, it's wrapping up. I'll remind everybody.
Winding it down.
Today, voting day, you still got an hour and six minutes.
6 minutes.
So if you hadn't voted, get out and vote. Exercise that right.
That's it.
Tommy
and Jay are going to be live
right.
With the results. They'll be interviewing winners and those who did not win. So stay tuned to 95.5. For the election
as
results.
As we talked about, a politician never short on words.
No, they'll find plenty of people want to talk to him.
Hey, Ronnie, something I haven't told you is I went out, or didn't go out, I bought it online, but I went ahead today and purchased Auburn, Alabama tickets. I'm going to be in Tuscaloosa.
Really?
Reporting back to you.
Maybe I'm going to go to. Maybe I'll be there too.
Bring it on. If you do, I'll throw a tailgate. So if you're not there,
when is it? Do you know when it is?
November 29th, I believe.
What day is that? Is that a weekday?
No, it's on a weekend. It's on a Saturday. It's not following Thanksgiving. This
November 29th.
I think that's right.
Auburn will be in Tuscaloosa for some round ball.
And actually, no, football.
Oh, I thought you were talking round ball.
I was wondering why you were asking about the day, but then I thought, well, you're thinking about the Friday.
I was thinking basketball.
There's my seats on the second row there, so I'm going to be paid too much for them, but.
It's only money.
It's Brittany and Tyler's inheritance. So.
And you don't need to leave them with Jack.
No, they don't need anything. So.
Oh, man.
Going wow, to round dog, ball, you. Though, since you brought it up.
Yeah. Because we talked a little bit of round ball, but hey, round ball's here.
It is here. Who do you think, this is a big shocker for everybody, who do you think the number one team in the nation, both polls right now, preseason?
Okay, talking about both polls, are they both the same polls as in football with the AP and the coaches?
Yes, they are. I was shaking my head, yes, but people on the radio can't see my head shaking.
I got you. I don't think there's any question. That's probably Kentucky.
Kentucky Wildcats.
Do they have the number of votes there?
Yes. The AP poll, Kentucky had 52 first place votes. Arizona second with 5. Wisconsin third with 8.
Okay.
The coaches poll, Kentucky had 24. Arizona 3. Duke 2. And Wisconsin 3. So. Mm.
And it's the top 25?
Right.
Start at 25 and work up.
25. Harvard. I'm going to go AP. How's that?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Harvard. I'm just going to call them out. Michigan.
Do you know, hey, let me back up. I'm going to give you a trivia. Do you know the head coach from Harvard?
I have no idea.
Tommy Amaker.
Now, why would I know that?
Well, you're a basketball fan.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm a Christian, too, but I don't know the preacher at the Second Baptist Church in Hayleville.
You can't tell me what's on page 1,458. Sunday morning Christian.
Here's you a trivia question. Who's the head coach at Virginia Commonwealth?
Wait just a minute.
No, that's not his name.
No. I'll get it in just a minute.
All right. Here we go.
I can describe him to you. Okay.
How about that? At number 15, Virginia Commonwealth.
We start at 25.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of nobodies in there.
Okay.
Syracuse.
25 and they're nobodies.
23. Syracuse, 22. SMU, 21. Nebraska, 20. Ohio State, 19. Oklahoma, 18. Michigan State, 17. Connecticut, 16. San Diego State, 15. Virginia Commonwealth, 14. Iowa State, 13. Gonzaga. I love Gonzaga.
Every year they're good.
I nearly said something just then, but I'm going to move on.
They're good every year.
12, Villanova. 11, Wichita
Villanova
State.
And Villanova is playing tonight.
Oh, I like Villanova, too, for some reason. I have no idea why.
Yeah.
10, Texas. 9, Virginia. 8, Louisville. 7, the Florida Gators. 6, North Carolina Tar Heels. 5, Kansas. 4, Duke. 3, Wisconsin. 2, Arizona, and 1, Kentucky Wildcats.
You know, if you notice, Jason, it's the same names you hear every year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's the same way with football, too. But, you know, your North Carolinas, your Kentuckys, your Dukes.
I think basketball is even more
Even more
way.
So. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, Florida now to some extent. These teams sign whoever they want and then leave the rest for everybody else to fight.
Right. That's it. They pick and, you know, they choose theirs. Definitely for Kentucky, you know, like they talk about Nick Saban, he drafts his players. That is definitely the case.
Oh, yeah, and
with
Kentucky
Calipari.
Is one-year players.
One-year players and done. One and done off to the NBA. And it's worked for him.
Oh, yeah.
He's made it work. Yeah.
But how long do you think before Kentucky's in trouble with the NCAA?
Oh, I don't. It can't be long.
Hey, Ronnie, time has run out.
We're just getting started talking about some college football.
Yeah.
Hey, who's the head coach at SMU?
No idea.
Larry Brown.
All right. Hey, folks, we'll see you Thursday. Until then, a big War Eagle.
And a big old Road Tide.
We'll see you then. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.